Hear that sound? That's the sound of a Mad Money Machine. Hi, I'm Paul Douglas Boyer coming to you for the Mad Money Machine, show number 18, part one of two parts, the Ramblin' Gamblin' Man. This is the Ramblin' Man part. Now there's the sound of a Mad Money Machine. Lots of sevens and lots of cherries lined up on the slots here in Las Vegas. Well, okay, the Ramblin' Man episode. Ramblin' is exactly what I'm going to do this week, as the family and I are on vacation to southwestern USA. So I'm sure you'll understand if this show and the website are not in its full of usual goodness. I'll be back in form next week with part two, Gamblin' Man, and talk about gambling stocks. So here's the elevator pitch travelogue. We flew into Las Vegas last weekend and stayed a couple of nights at a nice resort just outside Vegas. Then took in the Hoover Dam, which I gotta say was much more interesting and impressive than expected. From there we drove to the Grand Canyon with all its, with every scenic overlook. It was more impressive and interesting and impressive than expected too. From there we drove up to Bryce Canyon, Utah, with all of its wonderful hoodoos, which were more interesting and impressive than expected. Then a stop at Zion National Park in Utah, which we almost weren't going to stop at. But I'm glad we did, because it was more interesting and impressive than expected. Then back to Vegas, where I am now, which is much more impressive and expensive than expected. Well, Jim Cramer has a term for exceeding expectations, like each one of our stops has done for us so far, and that is U-Pod, under promise and over deliver. I think U-Pod is one of the keys not only to better investment returns, but also one of the keys to general happiness in life. For example, I didn't tell my son how great the Grand Canyon was going to be before we got there. I told him we were going to spend 8 hours looking at a hole in the ground. I think the big hole in the ground exceeded his expectations. Well, we have had beautiful weather at each stop, and this is not the peak of tourist season, which is a plus for us crowdophobes. Of course, the common theme with the Grand Canyon, Bryce Canyon, and Zion National Park is erosion. The forces of water, ice, wind, and sun on rock shape those wonderful canyons and rock sculptures. But I must say, the theme of erosion continues on here to Las Vegas, as just about every force known to man is wearing away the size of my bank account. Fortunately for me, I'm not much into gambling, a force which would no doubt wear away my bank account faster than almost anything. No, I'm much more into building up wealth in calculated risk than tearing it down in entertaining chance. Some people here don't understand the real nature of the stock market, not just here, but anywhere. They think that stocks are just another form of gambling. But we know that's true, not true, don't we? If you own stock in a company, you get a fraction of what remains after all the other stakeholders in the company have been paid. Who are the other stakeholders? Well, certainly employees and managers, the raw material suppliers, even the bondholders. When a company takes in money and pays all of its expenses, then whatever is left over belongs to the holders of the firm's stock, who are basically owners of the firm. And of course, the amount of money left over can either be enormous or tiny or even negative, depending on how well the company's doing. And when you think about that, you can see why there's much more risk in what we stockholders earn than what other stakeholders earn, because they must be paid. But two, they're paid a set amount. We gets what's left over. Thus the risk. We shareholders are constantly trying to figure out what's going to be left over, both now and in the future. That's why stock prices change, because the outlook for the company is always changing in our minds, and the leftovers are always changing too. course, we stockholders are aware of this risk and the changing stock prices, but in the long run, we expect the leftovers to be both positive and permanent, and higher than the return on bonds, T-bills, and other less risky investments. And in the hundreds of years that stocks have existed, this expectation has been met. As Jim Cramer says, stocks have outperformed all other investment classes, even real estate, in the long run. That's what makes stocks different than gambling. In gambling, when you win, someone else must lose. In stocks, in theory, everyone could win because the companies that are represented by the stock make the money that boost the share prices. The longer your time horizon, the less stocks look like gambling. But I must say, the shorter your time horizon, the more stocks do look like gambling. Day trading stocks or options, for example, fundamentally different than long-term investing, certainly feels a whole lot more like gambling. If you go to a casino, the odds are set to be in the house's favor. Thus, the longer you stay, the more likely you will walk away a loser. This is exactly the opposite of stocks. The longer you stay in stocks, and I'm talking years, the more likely you will come away a winner. I am convinced that the stock market over the long term is a mad money machine that works for you and is in your favor. Don't go into it with an attitude of gambling. Go into it with an attitude of being a business owner. Want proof? Look at my standing in the Mad Money Machine Calm Investment Guru Challenge, where I tried to hit the jackpot by placing a big options bet on Akamai. That's not investing, that's gambling. And I'm glad I learned that lesson with play money and not real money. Hey, you know, I'm giving away one of those Red Bulls you see on Jim Cramer's Mad Money TV show. So I had this plan that when I got out here to Vegas, I would bring all the entries to the Great Bull Giveaway and assign them a number, and then go stand beside a roulette wheel and select the winner that way. Well, the roulette wheel only has about 36 numbers on it, so the entries in the Great Bull Giveaway exceeded that. Then I thought, okay, how about Keno? Well, it has about 80 numbers or so, and whichever number was hit first, that would be the winner. Well, the Great Bull Giveaway has more than 80 entrants. And I'm not going to spend my whole vacation coming up with a mathematically fair scheme of using multiple Keno or roulette rounds to select a winner. So I'll go home with my tail between my legs and just use the random.org random number generator service to select the winner in an upcoming show. Keep listening. And if you haven't entered, well, you still have time. Go out to my website at madmoneymachine.com and click on that Red Bull, and you'll get a chance to enter in the drawing. Well, if you don't mind, I'd like to get back to enjoying my vacation. I'll be back in full force next week and take a look at gambling stocks now that I'm the expert. Until then, this is Paul Douglas Boyer saying it takes money to make money, and it takes stock to make a mad money machine.